The student chosen to deliver the Hoover Class of 2019 commencement address is a perfect representative of a high school widely acknowledged as the state's most ethnically diverse. Tam Cao came to the U.S. at the age of 16, unable to speak English. She entered Hoover as a sophomore, dreaming of becoming a cheerleader. She tells her classmates she felt alone and scared.
It's one of the dark periods of my life where everything appeared to be impossible.
Tam Cao says she defied expectations and, with the help of English language teachers, pursued her dreams. She became a cheerleader and a varsity tennis player and a member of the National Honor Society.
And today, a girl that does not know English at first is standing here giving a speech in her new language on her graduation day.
Many students at Hoover bring similar background stories to their lives as American teenagers. They come from 45 countries and speak 40 languages. They represent a range of economic backgrounds, from homelessness to upper middle class. Their visions for the future are equally diverse.
I plan on going into advertising or web design for like computers and like magazine covers.
To major in pre-med and go into my medical career and become a doctor in the future.
I want to do something in the construction field, whether it's being a construction manager or just like being a construction worker.
Seniors Katie Burns, Tina Liu, and Rodney Norris. A couple of weeks before they donned green and gold caps and gowns at Hoover High's graduation, they gathered to reflect on the year and to imagine what lies ahead. Sophie Reese is heading to Simpson College in Indianola to study multimedia journalism.
I'm very nervous to move out because my mom won't be there with me to help me with everything because I talk to her every single day and ask her so many questions.
Katie Burns has another summer of softball to complete before she too lands at Simpson to continue playing the sport.
Coming down to the end, it's been a little stressful, just making sure I'm getting stuff done and getting things turned in on time.
Meanwhile, Rodney Norris is taking the end of his high school years in stride.
I could honestly say this is something I've been looking forward to the last past 3 years, just my next step.
It's time to look back for Hoover's first-time principal, Sherry Poole, as well. There were triumphs and disappointments. Two students died in a car wreck. The girls' 4x100-meter relay team finished fifth at the state track meet. A hailstorm damaged the roof and caused a massive leak.
A lot of stuff that you can't ever plan for, and nobody gives you a textbook to say how you walk your way through it.
During her first address to Hoover graduates, Poole focuses on the positives.
Today it is about the feeling of joy and happiness and hope that you feel, and I hope you remember for a long time, because you've earned it, class of 2019. Congratulations.
She'll return for a second year as Hoover principal in the fall. She says she wants to get better at connecting with parents, and she'll continue working on one overriding goal.
I want to make it a school where when people say, I go to Hoover, people go, wow, that's pretty cool.
The Hoover High Class of 2019 has a motto: together we experience life, separately we pursue our dreams, forever our memories will remain. Among the final memories, hearing their names called to the cheers of families and friends.
Jaylee Miles. Araceli Myron Ocampo.
I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.